KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 56 degrees, your temperature here in Atlantic. Still rainfall coming down. We picked up 1.1 inches of rain here in the last 24-hour period here in Atlantic. Messina reporting 1.85 inches of rainfall here in the last 24-hour period as well. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. Officials with the Council Bluffs Police Department reported around 10:20 a.m. Friday, officers were called to a residence in the 1900 block of Avenue B for a burglary to a residence. The homeowner reported hearing a loud noise at the back door and went to investigate. The homeowner reported finding damage to the back door and confronted a man standing in the hallway with a crowbar in his hand. During the confrontation, the suspect fled the scene on foot in an unknown direction of travel. He was described as being a white male, approximately 6'1", with an average build and wearing dark clothing. The incident remains under investigation. If anyone has any information about that incident, please contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP at 7867. A man from Monona County was injured during a single vehicle accident late Friday morning in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2005 Chevy Classic driven by 60-year-old Stephen Korn of Ottawa was traveling south on Interstate 29 around 11:37 a.m. when the vehicle left the road to the right. The car entered the west ditch and struck a tree, coming to rest upright and facing west. Korn, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Pacific Junction Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medicine Center in Omaha. And the State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Mills and Fremont County Sheriff's deputies and Pacific Junction Rescue. That accident remains under investigation. A Sydney man was injured in a single vehicle accident early Thursday morning. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office responded to the accident at 190th Street and 400th Avenue at 4:13 a.m. Deputies found a red Pontiac Sunfire rolled over on its top south of the roadway in a field. 21-year-old Aiden Case of Sydney was outside the vehicle, being treated for his injuries by Shenandoah police. He was taken to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital and later transferred to the Nebraska Medical Center for unknown injuries. The investigation into what caused the accident is still ongoing. Fremont County deputies were assisted by Shenandoah police and Shenandoah Fire and Rescue at the scene. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest was made Thursday night in connection with an alleged incident of assault. Authorities say 56-year-old David Jacob Stimson of Shambaugh was arrested at around 8:20 p.m. for simple assault following a reported assault at his residence in Shambaugh. Stimson was being held at the Page County Jail on $300 bond pending future court appearances. A 17-year-old student has been arrested after police say he brought a loaded handgun to his Des Moines high school and fought with a police officer. Police say the incident happened around 10:30 a.m. Friday at Scavo High School. Police spokesman Sergeant Paul Parizic says the student was acting suspiciously and fled when he was confronted by an officer. Police say he fought with the officer before being subdued. The gun was then found in his backpack. Parizic says after being arrested, the student threatened to return and kill the arresting officer. Police say the teen was taken to a hospital but did not say whether he was ill or injured. Police have not released the teen's name. The Associated Press generally does not name juvenile charges with the crime. Authorities in northwest Iowa say one person is dead and another has been arrested in a shooting near Akron. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office says the shooting was reported at 12:15 a.m. Friday. Arriving deputies found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken by ambulance to Sioux City Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. An autopsy has been ordered. Investigators deem the shooting a homicide and say others in the home witnessed the shooting. Police arrested 33-year-old Becky Hebert of Akron around noon on Friday in Lamar's without incident. She's been charged with second-degree murder. Officials say Hebert and the victim had been arguing before the shooting. Hebert could not be reached on Friday for comment, and it was unclear whether she had an attorney. Governor Kim Reynolds ordered all flags in Iowa to remain at half-staff for Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend this weekend, the 7th and 8th. Flags are currently at half-staff on Friday to honor the murdered and injured in Sunday night's tragedy in Las Vegas, Nevada. Flags will remain at half-staff until sunrise on Monday. Flags will be at half-staff in the State Capitol building and on flag displays in the Capitol complex and all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. And individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half-staff for that same length of time as a sign of respect. Iowa Department of Transportation crews are trying to work around Mother Nature when it comes to improvements to area roads. One of their projects is in Atlantic on Highway 71, south of intersection with Highway 6. Scott Sewer is the transportation planner for the DOT's District 4 office in Atlantic.
Well, the plans are to complete the curb and gutter sections yet this week, weather permitting. We've had to deal with a little bit of rain the last couple weeks, so that's kind of slowed us down a little bit. And then once that's done, they're planning on coming through and laying the asphalt on top of that area where they've done the curb and gutter to make it the same depth all the way across. And then once they get done with that, their plans are to go north of town and start resurfacing the areas that they did the cold-in-place recycling on, which would be from U.S. 6 north to the Audubon County line. And their goal is to try to get all of it done yet this fall. But if it does tend to get late in the season, the goal is for sure to get all the intermittent mix on, which is what we call the binder lift, which is the lift before the surface lift.
Sewer says the work is needed because stormwater runoff is having trouble getting into the gutters and into the storm sewer intakes.
Part of the issue is, you know, when the US 71 was built originally, the curb and gutters were of the proper elevation. Well, obviously we've gone through and overlaid it over the years, and so water wasn't able to get into the intakes like it needed to, and so water was going by the intakes. And some of the intakes have been hit by snow plows and trucks and whatnot, so we thought it was a good opportunity to go in there and replace those while we had the opportunity. And so we went through and replaced those intakes and then brought the elevation up so that when we put our asphalt overlay in, it'll match, so the water will get into the intakes easier.
Residents of and visitors to Atlantic who dealt with road construction on Highway 6 East 7th Street in 2015 will have a little bit of deja vu where that stretch of road is concerned.
We're basically going to kind of start where we left off here 2 years ago near Burger King, and we're going to be doing some milling through that area and then doing some resurfacing, and it'll have a new surface when we're all said and done.
He said getting around won't be as bad as it was a couple of years ago.
Basically, it'll be a similar operation where we'll close a lane and do some work in that lane. Probably what you'll see is the two outside lanes closed and milling occurring there, and then once the outside lanes are done, you know, as far as milled back up to 71 or beyond, then you'll see the traffic shift over to those lanes, and then they'll start working on the inside lanes.
In other words, the entire street won't be blocked off and traffic detoured like it was in 2015. That project was a full deck replacement. The current project has been in the DOT's plans for a couple of years and was waiting for funding to come through, which it has. The curbs and gutters along that stretch of road are in good shape, according to Sewer, so they will remain untouched. He says it's something that needs to be done and will improve safety. Other area projects include a micro-surfacing of Interstate 80 that's currently underway from the Cass County line east to Dexter. That will require slight lane shifts from time to time. Sewer reminds motorists to slow down in work zones, obey the posted speed limits, and avoid distractions. And officials with Iowa Western Community College said Friday that Jim Tyler of Atlantic was named the Iowa Western Community College Investment in Excellence Award recipient during a ceremony held September 30th. Tyler, executive chairman of the Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, was honored at the 2017 Black Tie Harvest for Scholarships Dinner and auction held on the Iowa Western campus in Council Bluffs. The Iowa Western Foundation Board began honoring individuals at its inaugural scholarship event in 1999. The event has generated more than $2 million for the college's scholarship fund. Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling is a privately owned independent bottler and distributor of Coca-Cola products for almost all of Iowa, parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri. The company operates from 9 Iowa locations with its headquarters located in Atlantic, Iowa. Jim Tyler and his family understand the importance of community and giving back to the people that call Atlantic home. That's a look at the latest in news. Now in your funeral announcements, Gilbert Gibb Shinbaum, age 95 of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gibb Shinbaum will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Armella Claire Redding, age 84 of Bennington, Nebraska, died Tuesday at the Ridgewood Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Armella Redding will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Bernard's Catholic Church in Omaha. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert J. Doetzler, age 90 of Defiance, died September 30th at home. A mass of Christian burial for Robert Doetzler will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. James Jim Bob R. Vesper, age 32 of Audubon, died Tuesday in Vyborg, South Dakota. Funeral services for James Jim Bob Vesper will be held today at 2 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Renee Lynn Oaks Fagan, age 54 of Des Moines, formerly of the Adair-Casey area, died Wednesday at Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Renee Fagan will be held today at 3 p.m. at the Eastview Community Center in Des Moines. Jean M. Anderson, age 60 of Harlan, died on Wednesday in Omaha. A prayer service for Jean Anderson will be held on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Elizabeth K. Anderson, age 100 of Audubon, died on Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Elizabeth K. Anderson will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Manly Young, age 89 of Greenfield and formerly of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at his home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Manly Young will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ronald Charles Keating, age 86 of Stewart, formerly of Casey, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ronald Charles Keating will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.